We need somebody to bear witness of the light. And look, if it's not going to be us here in Metro Manila, who's it going to be? Who are the soul winners out here in Metro Manila? I mean, where are the churches in Metro Manila that are preaching the gospel and going out and telling people what they believe? They don't exist.
Amen.
I mean, there's very few churches that are saved. And I'm not trying to say that to be arrogant. I'm just being honest that outside of this church in this area, what is there? There's literally nothing. That's the sad reality. And that's the sad reality it is all around the world. You know why it is? Because of the fact there were not people to bear witness of the light. That's the reason why. I don't understand how so much of this world is unsaved. It just shows that 99% of Christians don't care. That's the reality. Because in this room, you know, we all go out soul winning. We all go out and preach the gospel. We've all won people to the Lord. And it's like if everybody was doing that, then there would be a lot of great churches around. But everybody is not doing that. We need somebody to bear witness of the light. And look, that's a big burden upon our shoulders. But if it's not going to be us, who's it going to be? I remember that, you know, I used to drive an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes to church for each of the services. There was no traffic. I just lived a long distance away. And I remember, you know, I was living with my parents at the time, and they were just kind of in a small town. And this just kind of came over me where I just thought that in this town, literally, if I don't go soul winning, everybody's going to go to hell. That's not saying me. Who's preaching the gospel in that town? There was no great church. I had called a few churches because I would have liked to, every once in a while on a Wednesday night, just go to a church that was nearby and not have to drive a crazy distance. And I called them up, and then I'm just trying to find out what they're believing. The pastor's arguing with me about repentance of sins and things like that. And I'm just thinking, there's nothing in this town. And so who's going to preach the gospel in this town? And the reality is that these 13 million people in Metro Manila, outside of our church, there's not much. Now look, we have a decent-sized church, you know, on a Sunday morning. Obviously, a lot of people can't make it here. It's a long drive on a Wednesday night. And we had a lot of soul winners on Sunday. But that's not enough to reach Metro Manila. That's why I mentioned the first point in our vision is to get churches started. Because, look, we're not going to be able to do it alone. And an online ministry is not going to be able to do it either. We actually need to get real churches started to hit those communities. I mean, 13 million people in Metro Manila, but look at how spread out those 13 million people are. We could easily have a dozen churches amongst those 13 million. We'd barely be scratching the surface. There's so many unsaved people out there. Look, we need to have great churches. And the reason why we don't have great churches in this world is because there is no one to bear witness of the light.